The Gospel according to John.
There was a man named Nicodemus, who was one of the Pharisees. He was an important Jewish leader. One night, Nicodemus came to Jesus.
"Teacher, we know that you are a teacher sent from God. No one can do the miracles you do unless God is with him."
"I tell you the truth. Unless you are born again, you cannot be in God's kingdom."
"But if a man is already old, how can he be born again? He cannot enter his mother's body again. So how can he be born a second time?"
"I tell you the truth. Unless you are born from water and the Spirit, you cannot enter God's kingdom. A person's body is born from his human parents, but a person's spiritual life is born from the Spirit. Don't be surprised when I tell you, you must all be born again. The wind blows where it wants to go. You hear the wind blow, but you don't know where the wind comes from or where it is going. It is the same with every person who is born from the Spirit."
"How can all this be possible?"
"You are an important teacher in Israel, but you still don't understand these things? I tell you the truth. We talk about what we know. We tell about what we have seen. But you don't accept what we tell you. I have told you about things here on earth, but you do not believe me. So surely you will not believe me if I tell you about the things of heaven. The only one who has ever gone up to heaven is the one who came down from heaven, the Son of Man. Moses lifted up the snake in the desert. It is the same with the Son of Man. The Son of Man must be lifted up too. Then everyone who believes in him can have eternal life. For God loved the world so much that he gave his only Son. God gave his Son so that whoever believes in him may not be lost, but have eternal life. God did not send his Son into the world to judge the world guilty, but to save the world through him. He who believes in God's Son is not judged guilty. He who does not believe has already been judged guilty, because he has not believed in God's only Son. People are judged by this fact: I am the light from God that has come into the world. But men did not want light. They wanted darkness, because they were doing evil things. Everyone who does evil hates the light. He will not come to the light, because it will show all the evil things he has done. But he who follows the true way comes to the light. Then the light will show that the things he has done were done through God."
After this, Jesus and his followers went into the area of Judea. There, Jesus stayed with his followers and baptized people. John was also baptizing in Enon, near Salem, because there was plenty of water there. People were going there to be baptized. This was before John was put into prison. Some of John's followers had an argument with a Jew about religious washing. So they came to John.
"Teacher, remember the man who was with you on the other side of the Jordan River? The one you spoke about? He is baptizing, and everyone is going to him."
"A man can get only what God gives him. You yourselves heard me say, I am not the Christ. I am only the one God sent to prepare the way for him. The bride belongs only to the bridegroom. The friend who helps the bridegroom waits and listens for him. He is glad when he hears the bridegroom's voice. That is the same pleasure I have. And my time of joy is now here. He must become greater, and I must become less important. The one who comes from above is greater than all. He who is from the earth belongs to the earth and talks about things on the earth. But the one who comes from heaven is greater than all. He tells what he has seen and heard, but no one accepts what he says. The person who accepts what he says has proven that God is true. God sent him, and he tells the things that God says. God gives him the Spirit fully. The Father loves the Son and has given him power over everything. He who believes in the Son has eternal life. But he who does not obey the Son will never have that life. God's anger stays with him.
The Pharisees heard that Jesus was making and baptizing more followers than John. But really, Jesus himself did not baptize people. His followers did the baptizing. Jesus knew that the Pharisees had heard about him, so he left Judea and went back to Galilee. On the way, he had to go through the country of Samaria. In Samaria, Jesus came to the town called Sychar. This town is near the field that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there. Jesus was tired from his long trip, so he sat down beside the well. It was about noon. A Samaritan woman came to the well to get some water. Jesus said to her,
"Please give me a drink."
This happened while Jesus' followers were in town buying some food.
"I am surprised that you asked me for a drink. You are a Jew and I am a Samaritan."
Jews are not friends with Samaritans.
"You don't know what God gives. And you don't know who asked you for a drink. If you knew, you would have asked me, and I would have given you living water."
"Sir, where will you get that living water? The well is very deep, and you have nothing to get water with. Are you greater than Jacob, our father? Jacob is the one who gave us this well. He drank from it himself. Also his sons and flocks drank from this well."
"Every person who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I give will never be thirsty again. The water I give will become a spring of water flowing inside him. It will give him eternal life."
"Sir, give me this water. Then I will never be thirsty again, and I will not have to come back here to get more water."
"Go get your husband and come back here."
"But I have no husband."
"You are right to say you have no husband. Really, you have had five husbands. But the man you live with now is not your husband. You told the truth."
"Sir, I can see that you are a prophet. Our fathers worshipped on this mountain. But you Jews say that Jerusalem is the place where people must worship."
"Believe me, woman. The time is coming when you will not have to be in Jerusalem or on this mountain to worship the Father. You Samaritans worship what you don't understand. We Jews understand what we worship. Salvation comes from the Jews. The time is coming when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. That time is now here. And these are the kinds of worshipers the Father wants. God is spirit. Those who worship God must worship in spirit and truth."
"I know that the Messiah is coming."
Messiah is the one called Christ.
"When the Messiah comes, he will explain everything to us."
"He is talking to you now. I am he."
Just then, his followers came back from town. They were surprised because they saw Jesus talking with a woman. But none of them asked, "What do you want?" or "Why are you talking with her?" Then the woman left her water jar and went back to town. She said to the people,
"A man told me everything I have ever done. Come see him. Maybe he is the Christ."
So the people left the town and went to see Jesus. While the woman was away, the followers were begging him,
"Teacher, eat something."
"I have food to eat that you know nothing about."
So the followers asked themselves,
Did somebody already bring Jesus some food?
My food is to do what the one who sent me wants me to do. My food is to finish the work that he gave me to do. You say, 4 more months to wait before we gather the grain. But I tell you, open your eyes. Look at the fields that are ready for harvesting now. Even now, the one who harvests the crop is being paid. He is gathering crops for eternal life. So now the one who plants can be happy along with the one who harvests. It is true when we say, one person plants, but another harvests the crop. I sent you to harvest a crop that you did not work for. Others did the work, and you get the profit from their work.
Many of the Samaritans in that town believed in Jesus. They believed because of what the woman said.
He told me everything I have ever done.
The Samaritans came to Jesus and begged him to stay with them. So he stayed there 2 days. Many more believed because of the things he said. They said to the woman,
"First we believed in Jesus because of what you told us, but now we believe because we heard him ourselves. We know that this man really is the Savior of the world."
2 days later, Jesus left and went to Galilee. Jesus had said before that a prophet is not respected in his own country. When Jesus arrived in Galilee, the people there welcomed him. They had seen all the things he did at the Passover feast in Jerusalem. They had been at the Passover feast too. Jesus went to visit Cana in Galilee again. This is where Jesus had changed the water into wine. One of the king's important officers lived in the city of Capernaum. This man's son was sick. The man heard that Jesus had come from Judea and was now in Galilee. He went to Jesus and begged him to come to Capernaum and heal his son. His son was almost dead.
"You people must see signs and miracles before you will believe in me."
"Sir, come before my child dies."
"Go. Your son will live."
The man believed what Jesus told him and went home. On the way, the man's servants came and met him.
"Your son is well."
"What time did my son begin to get well?"
"It was about 1 o'clock yesterday when the fever left him."
The father knew that 1 o'clock was the exact time that Jesus had said, "Your son will live." So the man and all the people of his house believed in Jesus. That was the second miracle that Jesus did after coming from Judea to Galilee. Later, Jesus went to Jerusalem for a special Jewish feast. In Jerusalem, there was a pool with 5 covered porches. In the Jewish language, it is called Bethesda. This pool is near the Sheep Gate. Many sick people were lying on the porches beside the pool. Some were blind, some were crippled, and some were paralyzed. And they waited for the water to move. Sometimes, an angel of the Lord came down to the pool and stirred up the water. After the angel did this, the first person to go into the pool was healed from any sickness he had. There was a man lying there who had been sick for 38 years. Jesus saw the man and knew that he had been sick for a very long time. So Jesus asked him,
"Do you want to be well?"
"Sir, there is no one to help me get into the pool when the water starts moving. I try to be the first one into the water, but when I try, someone else always goes in before I can."
"Stand up. Pick up your mat and walk."
And immediately the man was well. He picked up his mat and began to walk. The day all this happened was a Sabbath day. So the Jews said to the man who had been healed,
"Today is the Sabbath.
It is against our law for you to carry your mat on the Sabbath day.
The man who made me well told me, pick up your mat and walk.
Who is the man who told you to pick up your mat and walk?
But the man who had been healed did not know who it was. There were many people in that place, and Jesus had left. Later, Jesus found the man at the temple.
See, you are well now. But stop sinning, or something worse may happen to you.
Then the man left and went back to the Jews. He told them that Jesus was the one who had made him well. Jesus was doing this on the Sabbath day. So the Jews began to do bad things to him. But Jesus said to them,
My Father never stops working, and so I work too.
This made the Jews try harder to kill him. They said,
First, Jesus was breaking the law about the Sabbath day. Then he said that God is his own Father. He is making himself equal with God.
I tell you the truth. The Son can do nothing alone. The Son does only what he sees his Father doing. The Son does whatever the Father does. The Father loves the Son, and the Father shows the Son all the things he himself does. But the Father will show the Son greater things than this to do. Then you will all be amazed. The Father raises the dead and gives them life. In the same way, the Son gives life to those he wants to. Also, the Father judges no one, but the Father has given the Son power to do all the judging. God did this so that all people will respect the Son the same way they respect the Father. He who does not respect the Son does not respect the Father. The Father is the one who sent the Son. I tell you the truth. Whoever hears what I say and believes in the one who sent me has eternal life. He will not be judged guilty. He has already left death and has entered into life. I tell you the truth. The time is coming and is already here when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will have life. Life comes from the Father himself. So the Father has allowed the Son to give life. And the Father has given the Son the approval to judge, because he is the Son of Man. Don't be surprised at this. A time is coming when all who are dead and in their graves will hear his voice. Then they will come out of their graves. Those who did good will rise and have life forever. But those who did evil will rise to be judged guilty. I can do nothing alone. I judge only the way I am told, so my judgment is right. I don't try to please myself. I try to please the one who sent me. If I tell people about myself, then they will not accept what I say about myself. But there is another who tells about me, and I know that the things he says about me are true. You have sent men to John, and he has told you about the truth. But I don't need a man to tell about me. I tell you this so that you can be saved. John was like a burning and shining lamp, and you were happy to enjoy his light for a while. But I have a proof about myself that is greater than that of John. The things I do are my proof. These are the things my Father gave me to do. They show that the Father sent me, and the Father who sent me has given proof about me himself. You have never heard his voice. You have never seen what he looks like. His teaching does not live in you because you don't believe in the one that the Father sent. You carefully study the scriptures
because you think that they give you eternal life. Those are the same scriptures that tell about me. But you refuse to come to me to have that life. I don't want praise from men, but I know you. I know that you don't have God's love in you. I have come from my Father. I speak for Him. But you don't accept me. But when another person comes, speaking only for himself, you will accept him. You like to have praise from each other, but you never try to get the praise that comes from the only God. So how can you believe? Don't think that I will stand before the Father and say that you are wrong. Moses is the one who says that you are wrong. And he is the one that you hoped would save you. If you really believed Moses, you would believe me, because Moses wrote about me. But you don't believe what Moses wrote. So how can you believe what I say?